What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 940. In this episode, I'll discuss whether tranexamic acid has a role in the treatment of aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode940. Tranexamic acid is an antifibrinolytic agent that inhibits the conversion of plasminogen to plasmin. This results in the inhibition of fibrinolysis and should promote the stabilization of a clot that is forming in response to a bleed. Because this mechanism is not directly prothrombotic, tranexamic acid is generally considered to have less of a clotting risk than other strategies like the administration of clotting factors. While early surgical treatment is preferred for the treatment of aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage, tranexamic acid has been proposed when early surgical treatment is not available or after surgical treatment to reduce risk of rebleeding. Because this use of tranexamic acid is controversial, the journal Academic Emergency Medicine published a systematic review of randomized controlled trials of patients diagnosed with subarachnoid hemorrhage and suspected or confirmed ruptured aneurysm that were randomized to tranexamic acid or placebo and were awaiting surgical management. The review included 13 trials with nearly 3,000 patients. All but one trial used IV tranexamic acid, that one remaining trial used oral, and the most popular regimen studied was 1 gram IV up front, followed by some sort of maintenance dosing schedule at various durations. The review determined that tranexamic acid was not associated with any effect on mortality. This was true whether the duration of tranexamic acid use was less than 3 days, more than 3 days, and if mortality was short-term or 90-day mortality. There was also no effect of treatment on poor functional outcome. Adverse events did not differ between tranexamic acid and placebo groups, including cerebral ischemia and deep venous thrombosis events. The only difference that was in favor of the tranexamic acid group was an 8.7% absolute reduction in rebleeding events. Because the difference in rebleeding is a secondary outcome and was not associated with any clinically meaningful benefit such as reduction in mortality or improved chance of a positive outcome, the authors of this review assign a rating of no benefit to tranexamic acid in this setting. The authors also urge caution, concluding that tranexamic acid has no risk of adverse events in this population, because it's possible that a small difference could exist but not have been detected due to insufficient power of the studies involved. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to practical training on the potential uses of tranexamic acid. You can get immediate access to this and hundreds of other trainings and resources to help in your practice at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.